WTEL podcasts are powered by Stanley Steamer Air Duct Cleaning, Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
The Democratic congressional nominee, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, heroine to progressives even before she gets to Congress, but is it dangerous for her to be getting so much national media exposure so early in her career when arguably she's not been able to prep on everything and campaigning for other progressive candidates? In short, is she spending her political capital wisely? Gideon Resnick, a political reporter, The Daily Beast, has been writing about some of this. Gideon, your thoughts. Too much too soon?
Yeah, it's sort of an interesting debate, right? Because I think that a lot of people in the party didn't really expect this person to emerge, right? This was a surprising victory, obviously. And they don't really know, what the ceiling is for her in terms of influence within the party. But there have been some questions about just the way that this person is sort of going about, her business. Like you said, being a kind of national figure already prior to putting her nose to the grindstone actually in Congress. It's something that's very different than we have necessarily seen before from prospective freshman members. And I think it's getting a lot of plaudits from a lot of different kinds of people, but a lot of questions as well as to where this path ends up taking across.
And one interesting point you make in your piece is early on, some even celebrity senators-elect or congresspeople-elect kind of kept a low profile until they learned the ropes.
Right, exactly. You know, we've sort of seen people like new kind of progressive heroes, Senator Kamala Harris, even before her, Senator Elizabeth Warren, sort of beginning to craft exactly where their area of expertise is going to be before they emerge onto the national scene for higher office or for, playing these bigger roles on committees and things like that. So with Ocasio-Cortez, I think a lot of people sort of look at it and say, well, once you actually get to Congress, it's going to be a bit of a different scenario. Unfortunately for the divides that exist within both of the parties, you sort of have to ultimately play to whoever the leader is at the time.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of figure out exactly where you're going to make your mark.
Well, play the game so you can get on the committees you need to for your constituents and make your mark. And, that's winning friends and influencing people. Where to you has she had the greatest misstep in an interview or some other situation?
I think that a couple of the interviews, there were questions just about the level of preparedness. And I think that is sort of a two-way street. Obviously, we see lots of politicians who have been in office for quite some time get on TV and we're all of a sudden looking at it like, what are they talking about? They had this stretch basically for this seven-week period after she actually won the primary, where it was TV and campaigning nonstop. And I think the combination of sort of being out there constantly and maybe not knowing, lots about very specific issues, like when it comes to Israel-Palestine, when it comes to the finances of something like Medicare for All, where all of a sudden you realize you're doing your fifth TV hit of the day and you make a mistake that other people are going to pounce on because she's already such a national figure.
Although some say in TV the visual image overpowers everything, the old Marshall McLuhan-esque theory, and certainly on TV, visually she's very good. I mean, as they would say, soft, not strident, even if she's delivering a challenging message.
Right, exactly. And I think that's what has made people pretty excited about her as a presence, both in New York and beyond it, that she's able to sort of translate a lot of this messaging in a way that is digestible and makes sense and, even kind of earns credit from the other side of the aisle, where people watch what she says and actually say, well, maybe that actually does sort of make sense, even if they're not going to necessarily put that into practice.
Well, 60 seconds. Do you think it's wise for Dems to be bringing up this issue of democratic socialism, or it's too nuanced to differentiate between Sweden and the old Eastern Europe, and Democrats could get hammered in some swing districts with this if they go too far with it?
I think it's really going to depend on where the candidates are that are running. I think when most of these voters are actually picking folks, they're not often thinking of those
ideological,
kind of discrete. Yeah, those discrete labels that we're thinking about. They're thinking about whether, you know, people showed up, whether they made an impact to talk to them. And then if the ideas are there as well, I think people are more inclined to agree with some of those kind of broader social programs than they might let on. But I guess that's a case that's still going to be tested in November.
All right, talk some more about this. Thank you, Gideon. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it. You too.
Gideon Resnick, politics reporter, Daily Beast, live in WDL.